Members of Pakistan's Christian community are in the midst of 3 days of mourning over the death of the federal minister for minorities, Shahbaz Bhatti. Bhatti, the sole Christian government minister in Pakistan, was shot dead on Wednesday after receiving threats for campaigning to change the blasphemy law, a law that imposes the death penalty for insulting Islam. On Sunday, a mass will be held for Bhatti at Rome's Pontifical College of St. Peter the Apostle and will be presided over by the president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Cardinal Jean-Louis Turan. The assassination has drawn condemnation from governments and advocates of religious freedom across the globe. At a press conference in Washington, U.S. Congressman Frank Wolf from Virginia expressed his sorrow over the death and reiterated his concern about the growing religious intolerance in Pakistan. He later spoke with us.
I think he was a very courageous man. I think he is literally a martyr for the faith. If you look at the interview that he did, he talked about his faith and what motivated him. So he was a wonderful person, strong a Christian, who advocated for the Christians and other religious minorities in Pakistan, including the Ahmadis and others, and yet gave his life, quite frankly, for what he believed in.
Now, what has been the response in the United States to this assassination?
Well, it's been very strong. The president made a statement. Secretary Clinton made a statement. A number of members of Congress have spoken out on it. He had known or met other members of Congress, but very concerned because we now have the governor of Punjab, who was killed 2 months ago for speaking out against the blasphemy law. As you know, there is a Christian woman, Bibi, who was in prison. And then to have Minister Bhatti killed or assassinated because of his speaking out with regard to the blasphemy law is a very, very serious and very, very concerning thing. It will stifle people from speaking out. People will be fearful of speaking out.
Now, what role does the United States play in protecting religious minorities, not only in Pakistan, but in other countries around the world?
We should be playing a greater role than we're playing. We should be playing the same role today that we used to play during the 80s under President Reagan. If you recall, President Reagan, along with the Pope and also with Margaret Thatcher, advocated all over the world for religious freedom, human rights, religious freedom. We're not doing that now, and we ought to be doing more of it. And I have a bill in. We have 45 members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, to create a special envoy to advocate both within the American government and with other governments to advocate for Christians and other minorities in the Middle East, including Pakistan and including Afghanistan. But the Coptic Christians are going through a very difficult time in Egypt. The Assyrian Chaldeans in Iraq are going through a very difficult time. You remember the assassination in the church in Baghdad on October 31st, you've driven a large number of them, the Christians, out of Iraq and now to Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan. And it's important for people to realize, other than Israel, more biblical activity took place in Iraq than any other country. Abraham was from Iraq. Esther was from Iraq. The 12 tribes of Israel lived in Iraq. Rebecca was from Iraq. Esther, in the book of Esther, for such a time like this, was from Iraq. Daniel, I believe, was buried in Kirkuk in Iraq. Nineveh, Babylon, go on and on. So I think it's important for us in the West to advocate for Christians and other religious minorities in the Middle East. And lastly, there's that passage in 1 Corinthians about, you know, when one part of the body is suffering, the other part suffers. So as believers and Christians in Iraq and in Pakistan and in places like that are suffering, I think it's important for the church and for leaders in the West to advocate and speak out on the behalf, similar to what the Pope and what President Reagan and Prime Minister Thatcher did in the 80s.